welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is June 25th, 2015. Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most just don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Please make this choice tonight. If you need help after this program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, your prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682. 620-878-4682. In an emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. You can always find updates of the breaking news, our ministry, radio program archives, and our mailing address, which is at our blog, which is very simply prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. Of course, if you just put the www dot in front of it, you'll go right to it. Anyway, we are a national satellite program, which is also simulcast live on the net, so that makes us international. And we do have a lot of listeners from all around the world, because we know that after we put these live programs into a podcast later on tonight, we've got a map that tells us where people download these across the world, and they do pick us up across the very world. Anyway, our program archives can be found at prophecyhour.com and branch.pyromatic.com. But if you go to prophecyhour.com, there's just an icon that says End Time Radio Archives. Click on that. It'll take you to the other site. Both are smartphone-friendly, and the branch.pyromatic.com has a place where you can get an Android app or an Apple app, you know what I mean, and you can get that, put it on your cell phone, but you do, or smartphone, I guess they're called nowadays. I don't have one. I use a flip phone, but you can get those apps and put them on your smartphone, but you can also listen to them, download them, hit play, whatever. You can do all that without downloading any app at all. And so we're also looking for some people who know how to work on websites. Somebody told me it's time that we should expand some things. And, well, you know, I guess we could tweak things a little. After all, we've only been on the air since 2001. And we were one of the first to place radio archives on the net starting about 2003 or 2004. So pray about it. If you'd like to help out, maybe volunteer or give me some pointers, let me know. Now a prayer, and we'll bring on tonight's guest. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I pray that radio tonight goes according to your will and not mine. And please give everyone out their ears in which to hear the truth. So please, Father, in your Son's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Yeshua HaMashiach, amen and amen. Well, Jan Markle is our guest tonight. She is the founder or director of Olive Tree Ministries. She is the author of 8 books and many DVDs. She's on almost 700 radio stations. A Jewish believer in Yeshua, she has been doing Jewish or Messianic work for 38 years. She's a co-writer of Anita Dickman's book, Trapped in Hitler's Hell, which is now released by WorldNet Daily Books. And folks, most of you have been listening to me for a while, know that we did interview Anita Dickman, and she is just a fascinating lady. Jan is a Holocaust scholar as well as an expert on end times, and a very proactive in talking about the rise of globally of the new anti-Israeli or anti-Semitism that's out there right now. And we have been following that, as we just talked recently with Joel Richardson about his new book, which is entitled When a Jew Rules the World, and we talked about that. Anyway, tonight, though, we're going to talk to her about her new DVD and whatever else she wants to talk about. But the new DVD is entitled When Government Becomes God, What History Teaches Us. So let's now welcome Jan Markel. Are you there with me, Jan?
Yep, thank you, Dan. It's Markel, by the way.
Oh, Markel. Well, I apologize. I'm real bad on names. Anyway.
That's all right. That's okay.
Yeah, I didn't really realize till yesterday that you were the co-author with Anita Dickman on Trapped in Hitler's Hell.
Right. I wrote the book in 1979 with Anita. I wrote it for Tyndale House. It went into other publishing hands in the 1990s, and then went into the hands of WorldNet Daily a year and a half ago or so, and they updated the book and made a documentary, and now they're going to make a made-for-theater version by 2017.
Really? A made-for-theater version? Is that
yes,
going to be produced by WND2?
Yes, George Escobar. They're trying to raise $10 million and get it into theaters. It will have a gospel salvation message. They are trying to skirt Hollywood. They don't really want any Hollywood involvement, but that means that they've got to raise the funds themselves and get the actors themselves and just stay away from the trappings of Hollywood, which Hollywood would put dictates on how they could have the movie structured and all. So they're trying to avoid that.
Right, right. Well, that'll be a real blessing. I know I read the book, of course, and I interviewed her, and it was just dynamite.
Yes.
So that's a story that everybody needs to hear because it is a great story of faith. It was suggested to me to have you on because you made a new DVD called When Government Becomes God. Now, I looked at the trailer and I was really impressed.
Well, here's what happened. When WorldNet Daily made the film for Anita Dittman, which was a year and a half ago now, I felt that something was missing, and that would have been the comparisons between Nazi Germany and America today, because Nazi Germany let government become God in the 30s and 40s, and we all know what happened. And America, starting in about 2008, decided they would let government, and more specifically Barack Obama, at least part of America, not everyone, thought that government or Barack Obama could almost become God. Hope and change. There were haunting comparisons between the hope and change that was being offered and the hope and change that was offered in Nazi Germany. And if I could just give a minute of a background as to how it happened in Nazi Germany, I think folks will connect the dots themselves, because in the 1920s, the glory days of Germany were destroyed by World War I. And the only way the Germans felt they could get the glory days back would be to let Adolf Hitler come to power in the 1930s and listen to all the hope and change that he promised for the nation. He promised to make them the world superpower again. But there were tremendous trade-offs that he would demand for the hope and change that he was promising. And the Germans were willing to go along with that because they wanted those glory days back so badly. And, you know, we can go into what those trade-offs were, but then we bring it up to modern time, and Americans today are, some anyway, certainly those on the left, are willing to make tremendous trade-offs so that, you know, they can have some glory days here in America.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking at right now that on your website there was a partial list of comparisons from Germany to 1938-2014. I don't know if you have that in front of you or if you can go into that. That's just dynamite.
Yeah.
Go ahead and give it to the people.
Yeah, well, I mean, Back in the let's just take 1938 and bring it up to present time in America. And back then, back in 1938, there was the demise of capitalism, and that was fine with people, and the rise of socialism was accepted. Another point, few blinked when prayer was taken out of school in 1935. Another point, daycare raised the children of Germany in the 1930s and 40s. Then again, Christmas and Easter were taken out of German public schools. Another bullet point would be socialized medicine came into the German system, and German health care was absolutely ruined. The elderly and the handicapped were marginalized. That's going to go on overdrive, by the way, in America. And again, the Supreme Court decision here very recently is ensured, you know, unless there's going to be a turnaround in 2016 in that election that's going to happen here. Abortion became the new normal in Nazi Germany. It was even expected. Another issue was private education was gone by 1938. Another issue, government spending skyrocketed and no one said a word. Taxation soared to 80%. I heard Bernie Sanders say the other day that taxation of Americans needs to be 90%, and he got a standing ovation. So, you know, here we go again. We're just following in the footsteps of Nazi Germany. Another issue, there was gun registration, but that was quickly followed by gun confiscation. I assure you that's going to come to America very soon. Free speech gradually faded. The newspapers and other media proclaimed the pro-government side of the story. Green agenda was adopted in Nazi Germany. That's quickly becoming the path to follow here in America. Government spying went off the charts. Children sang songs of praise to Hitler, just as they have to Barack Obama. Germans were spellbound by his oratory skills. The church in Nazi Germany didn't want to make any waves. It did not want to tackle any controversy, and pulpits would never address serious issues or politics. I could go on and on and on about the church in Nazi Germany and how it compares to the church today. And I think you get the picture that there were tremendous, the key word is trade-off. There were trade-offs in Nazi Germany, but here's the key. The people were fine with the trade-offs because they wanted government to become God. They didn't want God to become God or to be God. They wanted government to become God and to be God. And more and more and more in America, many people within this country now want government to be their God.
Yeah, absolutely. That list is chilling because every one of those that you, and I shouldn't laugh, but every one of those that you read are either have already came about or in the process of coming about. And, you know, it really sets the hairs on my arms up. I mean, it's just uncanny that it's going. So do you see that, do you think there's any hope left? I mean, you know, we've come a long ways the last eight, since 2008 down this path. Do you think that we're willing enough to change it?
Well, I personally, of course, I run a nonprofit ministry, but I'm not a prophet. I certainly don't know what lies ahead. My hunch is it's too late. My hunch is that, of course, God is a merciful God, and as we cry out to Him, and as the church cries out to Him to change the course of America, I believe He listens to our prayers and sees the earnestness of our prayers, and perhaps can act. But I believe in the coming days the Supreme Court is going to rule that gay marriage is the law of the land, and I believe that that's probably going to be the final coffin in the nail of America. I really do think that that's what's going to happen. We certainly don't know how the 2016 election is going to turn out, but more and more, I'm not seeing conservatives other than the really true hardcore conservatives rise up and fights this agenda all that strongly. I see so many of them caving to it. Here again in the recent trade agreements that were are so destructive and are leading to global government. So I'm not very optimistic. I'd like to be, but I think realistically, I wonder if global government isn't just over the fence, right over the horizon, and it's coming faster than we can possibly imagine.
Well, I totally agree with you. You know, like, to use a phrase that our producer used, he says America is so far stuck in the mud, we'll never get out. And yeah. I believe that. I don't. But here's where I see the problem. You know, we still in America profess to be. There's more Christians in America than there is any place else. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But they don't seem to have a voice. What do you think?
Well, our voice is marginalized. Our voice is scoffed at and mocked. And that doesn't mean we don't have a voice. It's just so many won't listen to our voice. I think we've got some excellent organizations that are trying to be a voice, from Family Research Council to American Family Association and many, many others. My ministry tries to be a voice, and we've got some strong web ministries that I think are trying to be a voice. I could name a lot of them. Many of them, WorldNet Daily is trying to be a voice.
Yeah.
And I'm part of that outreach through the Dittman products. But so I think the greater question is, I think we have a voice. I think the question is how many are listening? And I think that the emails that stream into my ministry, and if I could give my website, I'd appreciate it. And
oh, yeah,
I think,
sure.
Yeah, the ministry is Olive Tree Ministries, Olive Tree Ministries, but the website is olivetreeviews.org, views as in viewpoint. But the emails that stream into this ministry is that people feel so alone because they don't have even family members or friends or coworkers that are in very much agreement with them, because nobody's keeping up with the times. It's the days of Noah. The Bible predicted that the days of Noah would be repeated in a last generation, and I believe we're that last generation before Christ's return.
And that
during that last generation, people would tune out. They'd be focusing on eating, drinking, and having a good time. And that's what 95% of the church is doing. And that's what the nature of the emails coming into this ministry tell me. Almost every email that's talking about our times, they say, I'm so alone. I have no one to talk to. I have no one in my church to talk to. I don't even have anybody in my family to talk to. Because everyone is checked out and tuned out. So I think that the voices are out there. Perhaps they're lone wolves crying in the wilderness, but very few are listening.
Yeah. Actually, I get the, you know, I've been on radio a very long time, warning of the time of the end. I believe we are in that time of the end, and I say that the first ever program. I believe that's where we're at. I believe world government is a blink of an eye away. As far as the voice goes, I think there's a lot of voices out there, but I'm exactly like you. They're just falling on deaf ears, or they're just not listening, period. Because, you know, it's like this. Here's an example. There's a fellow that I run into at the gym occasionally, and I told him 8 years ago, roughly about 8 years ago, I told him about Obama in 2008, 2009, what to expect out of him and everything. And, you know, he ignored me. Now, all of a sudden, he's got a great interest, and he's saying, well, all these things about him. And I said, these are the same things that we told you that was going to happen if he became president. Why didn't you listen to me and vote a different direction? But that's America. That's the face of America.
Well, some people are tremendously uninformed, and I don't want to get into low information voter issues, but some are just tremendously uninformed. I mean, they're not listening to your program. They're not listening to Understanding the Times Radio. They're not listening to some of the conservative voices that are out there. So That doesn't mean we should give up. I think we just need to keep going. I mean, I started in 2001 in radio. I started small. I started on one station in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. And over time branched out to 700. I mean, it was an uphill climb all the way. Of course, a financial climb as well. But I just tried to keep giving the message of the truth, whatever the topic might be. And I found, and I put a word in front of me, and I think you'll identify with this. I put a word in front of me, and that word was remnant. And as long as I focused on the word, there is a remnant out there who's hungry and thirsty, and they do want the truth, and they do want to stay informed. And let's direct our message to the remnant, whether it's 100, 1,000, or 1,000,000. We don't know. I mean, we don't know. Around the world, it's probably many millions. But it's not the masses. And can we accept the fact that we may never reach the masses because that's just not the way it's going to be in the last days?
Yeah, that's very profound. But you're right. That was something I started also in radio in 2001 with shortwave, and then I found American Voice Radio, and instead of going on a different lot of stations, you know, we've consistently since 2003 or 2004 podcast our things, and was one of the first people that did podcasting on, you know, the internet. And so, you know, we do have a large group of people that listen from all over the world. At least with that age, we can see where people are listening to us at. But you're right. You know, we had to take that in stride and do that. Keep our focus and stay focused. I think that our voice is going to be much more needed here in the future, Jan. Tell us a little bit about where your website is again and where it's at, and then we'll come back and talk after we take a station break.
Sure. The ministry is Olive Tree Ministries, and they can find me at Olive Tree Views, V-I-E-W-S, olivetreeviews.org. And we got headlines and hundreds of articles, and I got 5 years of radio programming posted there at Radio Archives. So I'd love to talk to your folks and be happy to answer any questions.
Well, folks, absolutely. Go over and check our website out. And if you folks are not listening to live, if this you're listening when we did this in podcast, then wherever you found this in podcast, there will be a link to the Olive Tree Ministries. Absolutely. So all you'll have to do is click on it to find her site. Be sure and check her out. She has a lot of great things and like won some videos. I watched a video over there today about the end of America, and that is a real eye-opening video she has. So tune in, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Pastor Dan will be right back.
Studies have shown that the farm soil we get our vegetables from is dead, meaning it is depleted of minerals. Sulfur is a mineral. Sulfur has been depleted from the soil, which means most people have been depleted of sulfur. Sulfur has been found to transport oxygen throughout the body. You need oxygen. You need organic sulfur. American Voice Radio Network has organic sulfur. Go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com and then to the Superstore to order your organic sulfur. It's your choice. Do you want to feel better or not? Don't forget to tune in to the Sulfur Hour Plus One on AmericanVoiceRadio.com, Thursdays, 6 p.m. Pacific.
A heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1 pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Food prices going up, homes being foreclosed, unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people, your neighbors. The mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
We are back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Folks, please remember to pray tonight about a donation for our work with the homeless and poor from our mission church in Wichita, Kansas. Well, of course, the homeless are poor, but we're talking about the poor that come from all across the city looking for things like miracle prayers. They're looking for Bibles. They're looking for food. They're looking for clothing. They're looking for things for their children. They all come to us. Why do people come to us? We're just a little tiny building in the midst of a lot of a really bad area of Wichita, to be truthful with you. But isn't that where a minister should be at anyway? So that's where we're at. And they come to us looking for things. And, you know, we don't always have everything that they need. And so we pray it in. You know, if we feel led to do it, we pray it in. And most of the time we are led to do it. Of course, there's some people that we turn away because not everybody's motivation is right. But we do help thousands upon thousands of people over the 15 years that we've been in business. People from as far away. Well, let's go like this. There was a new fellow that showed up over there this last week, and he said to me, he says, hey, he said as an off note, he was walking down the hallway, he says, hey, he says, I don't think you realize it, but realize just how famous you are. And I went, well, here we go. You know, it's not me that's famous. All credit goes to the Father. I said, well, how do you mean? And he says, well, I was in Oklahoma on the way here, and I was told by several people that the one place that I had to come to was here because this was a good place, and you were a good man. Well, nobody's good. Nobody. Only the Father is good. But point is people heard about us from a long ways away because we've helped, and we've consistently helped over and over and over. I can't tell you how many people that I put back together that came in beat up and broken or that needed cold medicine and so on and so forth. But it isn't me that does these things. It's actually you folks out there that are supporting us so that we can do this. We're just a catalyst so that we can give things to the people from the Father. You know, I told the Father when I came out of the world, I said, you know, it's like this. I am so thankful for being saved that if you would just give me a broom, I'll sweep up the kingdom of heaven. And so I said I would do anything. You know, Yeshua spent his time among the sinners and among the poor and healing people and doing things. And we try to You know, we try to be Christian. That means Christ-like, Messianic, Messiah-like. That's what we try to do. So we don't have any set guidelines for people. People walk in the door and we give them relationships. That's what we give them. And perfectly, that relationship will lead them to Yeshua. This is why even the agencies tell their employees about the Father's little mission church. You see, when guidelines stop them from helping, they send people to us. People who have millions of dollars in their budget send people to a place that really has no budget. We are the very last hope for so many. And folks, we are responsible to care one for another, as we are brothers keepers. All donations, no matter what size, helps. And the Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart. You can donate online or by mailing a check or money order, or you can find this information at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. And excuse me, or you can call me at 620-878-4682. And now we're back with Jan from Olive Tree Ministries. Are you still with me, Jan?
Sure am. Mm-hmm.
Well, amen. Just as reflection as we go back into this, real quickly, tell them your name and your web address again real quick, so maybe people just tuned into us and they'll know who we're
sure.
talking about.
Yeah, well, Jan Markell here, Olive Tree Ministries, and that's Olive Tree Views, views as in viewpoint, olivetreeviews.org, and if they're unfamiliar with the radio, it's Understanding the Times Radio, and we're on about 700 radio stations across the country, and we try to focus on current events from a biblical perspective. I focus very often on end time events and connect them to how exactly what the Bible was predicting for the end of days. And I take a pretty traditional dispensational position on the end time theology.
Right. Well, I noticed in your thing, so you're a Jewish believer in Yeshua, right?
Yes, as is Anita Dittman, of course, and we came together in about 1978 and began writing Trapped in Hitler's Hell here in the Minneapolis area. A Twin Cities pastor had met her and realized she really needed a story about her life, and we got together, and I concurred, so took about a year to write it. Back in the late 70s, didn't have computers to do all the research, so I did it through books at the library and all, and that book came out in about 1980 for Tyndale House, so I wrote 8 books after that.
Yeah, amen. So what I want to, take people into, how can you express, you've been on radio all this time, and I'm sure you do wonderful programs. I know I'm going to have to go check them out, but I'm curious, how would you best relate to people right now that are listening that we are in the end times, and maybe something that you could tell them that, you know, maybe where we're at in it or just, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, the end times are Mideast centric. They're not really America centric. They're more European and Mideast centric. I think Russia is going to play a heavy role, based on what the Bible says, Ezekiel 38:39. The kings of the East are going to play a big role. Just where America is, I think that's the big mystery, but I think that America is going to just eventually, and maybe sooner rather than later, blend into the one world system, and that's why we see America collapsing. But the focus of the end times is the Middle East, and I think there are so many signs of the last days. I mean, dozens and dozens of them. But I think another couple of very significant ones would be the persecution of Christians and the rise of anti-Semitism. And I don't have to go into a whole lot of detail, I don't think. I hope your listeners are aware that, we have, what gets to me, Dan, is we have catastrophe going on in the Middle East of a scale which is almost unthinkable. I mean, we have children being crucified, and yet here in America we're obsessing over a Confederate flag. I mean, it's just laughable that we start majoring in minors here in America. When the Middle East is imploding at the expense of hundreds of thousands, millions of lives are at risk in the Middle East. And that's heavily because of the failure of American foreign policy and the failure of this current administration, which is an abomination. That's all I can say. It's beyond tragic. It is an abomination that they have abandoned those that are being slaughtered, crucified, every imaginable torture being implemented on innocent people in the Middle East. And this administration, and sadly too many people in the pews and too many in the pulpits, are not paying attention, or either or don't care, or simply are too involved in having a good time in life to keep track of exactly what's going on in that part of the world. It is not just the Middle East. It's North Korea. It's China. It's Africa, all parts of Africa. It's under Boko Haram. It's under Al Qaeda. It's under ISIS. It's under the communists. It's shocking. It's stunning, and it's horrifying. And Americans are asleep with this tragedy. And the other concern that's growing is this rising tide of anti-Semitism, which is almost equally shocking. It just hasn't gotten as brutal, but it certainly could, which will eventually drive all the Jews back to Israel, which could be happening here in the next year or two, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. A couple of things on what you said. As far as, you know, that's one thing, what you just talked about, you know, the Bible is Middle East-centered, period. You know what I mean? A lot of people read it like it's a...
Yes.
Yeah, they read it like... Here's how I describe it. I tell people, what you're doing is you're taking a book about Indians and you're reading it from a cowboy point of view without even knowing anything about the Indians and trying to change it. And they do that. So they don't get it. And that's when one of the yardsticks on my program, you find someplace in the program when I talk to somebody, just for my own curiosity, is how people feel about the people that are being slaughtered overseas. And those are end time martyrs. You know, it talks about them in the Bible. That's going on right now. And you talk to these so-called, some of these people that have written great books and things, and, you know, they act like it's meaningless. They go on totally about it, and so they just don't get it. And I go, how can they be so blind? You know, they're being slaughtered in front of their faces, and they're doing nothing. And it's right there in front of them. It really makes me want to cry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Me too, Dan. And I do. I shed literal tears over all this and the apathy of certainly some, not all, but the apathy of the American people and the American pulpits, again, because they're majoring in other things and too many of our churches feel good and seeker sensitive and don't make our people uncomfortable, so let's not talk about the horrific things that are going on in various parts of the world. So I get pretty down on the church sometime. I know there are some that are holding to truth, but I'd like to see a whole lot more. But I think if you want to talk about end time markers, and I think the other one would have to be the great apostasy in the church today. And that's something else that I cover extensively in my ministry and on air. And my upcoming program this weekend is with Carol Matriciana, and we're dealing with her film. Excuse me, I gotta just take a drink. Hang on.
Go right ahead.
We're dealing this weekend with her film, Wide is the Gate, Volume 3. And again, 5 hours of shocking, shocking film footage of the raging apostasy in our churches today. And I don't just mean a little bit of false teaching. I mean the rise of the doctrine of demons. Now, that's not necessarily at the First Baptist Church down the street, but in a lot of our churches, and particularly the hyper-charismatic churches that are allowing some of the unbalanced signs and wonders to be taking place. And so we try to expose them this weekend on my program, Understanding the Times Radio. Again, they can go to olivetreeviews.org to learn more about Understanding the Times Radio.
Yeah, amen. For sure, people, you need to tune into that. Well, you've got me hooked. Now, I'd like to hear what you, some of the apostasies that you do see in the church, if you will.
Sure. Just let me... I'm just writing about it here, and I'm just going to, if you'll just give me a moment, I'm pulling up what I just wrote today because I was writing about the exact thing we're talking about. Just give my computer about 10 seconds here and all.
Oh, that's fine.
In front of me.
I don't have any problem with that at all. You know, I did it myself. We're on live radio, but I love live radio for that factor. But, you know, that is one of the things. I've had a couple of fellows come over from organizations that went to the Middle East and, you know,
yeah.
saw all the things. And came back and then came on our program and, you know, were just in tears because the pastors wouldn't let them in the church to tell their stories. And that is
really
just obscene. Yeah, I have one old gentleman. They got him out of retirement. He is 70-some years old, and he went over to represent one of the ministries over there. And he came back, and I was the first program that he hit after he got back, and he was telling me about the churches that have been turned down over and over and over. They didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to hear it. And that was just at the beginning of this Arab Spring thing, whatever you want to call it, which I believe is a realignment of the Middle East for the end times.
Yeah, absolutely. That Arab Spring was a huge turning point in the history of the world, and I knew it when it took place in 2011, and I actually, what kicked it off was Barack Obama in June of 2009 going to Cairo, where he had the Muslim Brotherhood as his invited special guests in the front row. Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak was not invited to that Cairo speech, but the Muslim Brotherhood, who our president is yoked at the hip with, invited the Muslim Brotherhood, and that's when he told the world, America in June 2009, a new course had been set, and the new course was that America was now going to become Muslim-friendly and anti-Israel. Now, he didn't say it in those exact words, but that is what he meant, and that is how history then progressed after June 4th, 2009. I believe perilous times went into total overdrive in June of 2009 when he made that speech in Cairo. And then shortly after that came the Arab Spring, which is really, that was the Arab midwinter, because the spring is a sign of new life and everything. But what happened was utter death and destruction. And it was orchestrated and it was endorsed by our White House and State Department. You know, Dan, elections really do have consequences, and the election, the last two elections, not only had consequences for America, but for the entire world.
Let me say this, Jan, see what you think. Number one, when the Arab Spring started, I had never did it before, but we started blowing the trumpets right at the start of the program because I believe that we changed into a new era. But this is what I believe. I believe that, in a sense, I can't put Obama's name out there in prophecy anywhere, say he's this person or that person, but what he did to this country made it possible for the end times to come about, because before Obama, America was always Israel's protector.
Right.
He has been taken out of the way. America, he allowed to scale back, and so the evil in the world could come out and make the realignment that it needed to make for the end times. I honestly believe that. Without him or a president just like him, the only other alternative was the United States would have had to have been blown off the map because it added it out of the way. And so I believe that happened, and I believe that is a big thing that I don't think that is reversible. I don't think that it's reversible.
No, I doubt that it's reversible. Hal Lindsey came out in 2007, and he wasn't trying to be a prophet either, but I think he made a statement that was pretty accurate. He said that Barack Obama would win in 2008 and that he would become the forerunner of the Antichrist, and I do believe that is true. That came true. But what he had to get into power, because the various systems that are collapsing because of him had to collapse. It is part of the end time scenario. Barack Obama is the key player of the end time scenario. I'm not saying he's the Antichrist. I don't believe he is.
Amen.
Because,
I
don't believe he is. He's not going to be popular enough. Once he leaves office, I think he's going to be hugely unpopular, and the Antichrist is going to come along and going to say, I've got the answer to all the world's problems, and for a short season he may have the answer to some of them. Barack Obama was allowed to take power to set the stage for the final scenario.
Yeah, absolutely. We're on the same page. Absolutely. You know what else? I also believe that America can. Here's one reason why America can continue on as Israel's protector, because at some point, you know, Israel has to cry out to God for protection.
Yes, uh-huh.
As
right.
long as they're crying out to America for protection, aren't they?
Right, right.
You know, it isn't putting the God thing in it, is it?
Pardon me?
I said, as long as Israel is crying out for America for help, then they're not going to be crying out for God.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Totally correct, yes.
So, amen.
Yeah.
Well, I imagine you got that page up. We've got about 5 minutes left. Let's hear it just a little bit.
Well, yeah, some of the topics we're going to cover this weekend, and then the program is posted on my website under Complete Archives, Radio Archives at olivetreeviews.org, where Carol and I look at the New Apostolic Reformation, the Third Wave, the Manifest Sons of God, some of the antics going on at the Bethel Church in Redding, California, IHOP, Kingdom Now or Dominionism Theology, Word Faith, Fresh Fire, Todd Bentley, Latter Rain, Prosperity Theology. I wonder if your listeners have ever heard of the new rage that's called grave sucking. And this is
no,
the belief in the practice.
What is?
Well,
I haven't
this
heard
is
that.
This is the belief that you can pull supposed Holy Spirit powers from dead bodies that are buried. Believe it or not, Bethel Church in Redding, California is teaching this. It's taught that when a spirit empowered individual dies, their mantle or mission dies with them. And these people literally throw themselves on a grave and try to get the spirit from these dead bodies that are buried in this particular grave. That's called grave sucking. This is the new rage that's going on in some of the unbalanced churches that this film, which we sell, by the way, it's called Wide is the Gate, Volume 3. By Carol Matriciana at my website, yeah, and we're offering it. It's a 5-hour film, 2 discs, 5 hours. It's $28
wow.
at my film. So these are some of the things that these are everyday type of experiences in some of our churches that are going into the hyper charismatic. I am not anti-Pentecostal. I have been a
right.
member of 2 Pentecostal churches. And I've been a very, very active member of 2 Pentecostal churches, so I'm not anti-Pentecostal, but I am
right.
opposed to some of the things that I've just listed because they've gone off the deep end. When you're sucking from a grave, it's pretty serious.
I laugh so I don't cry. That
yeah,
awesome.
Exactly.
I don't see how they could. I don't know. That amazes me, I guess.
Well, it's end time apostasy. Remember what the Bible says. It says, and I'm looking for the verse, 1 Timothy 4, but the Spirit explicitly says that in the latter times some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. And that's the difference between some churches today that may have not the most sound theology, and those that are literally expressing and teaching the doctrines of demons, which is grave sucking and this, what they're doing at IHOP and New Apostolic Reformation and Todd Bentley. These are all the doctrines of demons that people need
wow.
to be staying away from.
Wow. Okay, so I want to emphasize this for the people. The video or DVD is Wide is the Gate, and it's 5 hours. Really, Jan, that's a lot of apostasy,
yeah.
right?
Yep. You know, honestly, Dan, watching it, it's tough because it's 5 hours of you're shaken to the core when you see. I mean, it's 5 hours basically of folks writhing in altered states of consciousness, whipped into a frenzy, groaning, moaning, crying, and some people call this worship. And I call it the kundalini that's found within Hinduism, but it's prominent in some, again, of our hyper-charismatic churches. And again, I'm not anti-Pentecostal. I've been a member of Pentecostal churches,
right.
but our hyper are hyper-charismatic churches that are teaching some of these far-out extremist things.
Yeah, amen. When I was very, very young, in my early teens, I went to a Pentecostal church, and I went off and on for a few years, but then I because I fell into the world, I didn't go to church for a long time. But point is, I have nothing against Pentecostals or charismatic, you know what I'm saying? I like to feel the Spirit, but that's just totally obscene. We've got only about a minute left. Any closing? But first, I want to ask you a question before I say that. You are such a wonderful talker, and you know so much. Could, after maybe I get this wide as the gate and look at it, maybe you could come back on and talk to me again?
Sure, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We'll do
okay,
that.
Absolutely. I'll get a hold of you. All right. Now then, we got about a minute left to give a closing remark or tell them where you're at and, you know, tell them when to tune in.
Well, all right. If I could just give a plug for my fall conference, which we do every year, October 2nd and 3rd, right outside of Minneapolis, Minnesota, we're going to have Robert Jeffress, Michelle Bachman, Pastor Jack Hibbs, and Israeli Amir Sarfati, and it's October 2nd and 3rd, no cost, no registration, and it's just outside of Minneapolis. We're live streaming it. Visit Olive Tree Views as in viewpoint, olivetreeviews.org for all the information. Sign up for live streaming if you can't attend. We have about 3,000 who come every year to our conference, and
wow.
I thank you for the time, Dan. It's been great getting acquainted, and hope we'll do it again.
Yeah, amen. It's been a real blessing. I feel blessed by it. And this program will keep blessing the people because, like you, we'll put it in the archives and people pick it up real quick. But anyway, thanks for being on, Jan. You're such a blessing, and I just pray the Father blesses your ministry greatly.
And yours as well. Thank you.
Amen. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Bye.
Well, folks, that was a wonderful interview. Really, I'm going to have to check some more into her. I had really came across her name, and I had been offered for her to be on the program before. I didn't do it, but now I'm really glad I did. Make sure you share this program with others and go over to her olivetree.org views and check her out. olivetreeviews.org. Check her out. And you probably want to tune in and listen to some of that Wide as a Gate. Absolutely. Folks, people like her, that's just refreshing to hear people like her, that there are other voices out there and they're doing things. But still, the same reflection. While there are voices, the church aren't hearing, a lot of the church, we're not saying, just like she said, we're not saying all the body of Messiah, but too much of the body of Messiah is being quiet, and it needs to be risen up. I mean, I know that it's just going to be an end-time remnant. That's it. That's what the word says, a remnant. I don't think we're turning back. Folks, we are in the time of the end, and this is time to do things that count, not things that add up for things here on the earth, but things that count. That means love, kindness, peace, helping others, doing those things, starting with your family and helping others. And, of course, I've got to put a plug in for our ministry. Pray about helping our ministry. We need to keep getting the word out to you. Like, unlike her, she sells lots of DVDs and videos and things. We don't have that capability, and we're not doing that right now. And so we only rely on your donations. So pray about it. We do need your help. But you must remember, folks, that there is only one God. He is your Father. He loves you as your Father. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. And he gave his life for your repented sins. He rose after 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. He loves you. Remember, always, always, always be a blessing to others. If you're not a blessing to others, how can you be saved? How can you represent Messiah? Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father blesses and keeps you, and his face shines upon you, and is gracious to you, and gives you peace like no one or nothing else can. Until next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the Internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for the Messiah's Branch.
Closed, unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people. Your neighbors. The mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.